Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, foods on Orion and images on the moon. It's coming up in just a minute.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
My name is David Goss, and I'm joined by my co-host, Megan Klinenberg.
And now we're giving people an inside look at the World Cup.
Time's ticking.
I think you can feel the intensity. All the guys are wanting to really stake their claim, and they want to be on that World Cup roster. There's no doubt about it.
Hosting the World Cup on home soil comes with its pressures, but we're just really excited, just as the people are.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henco. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I'm Patty G.
It's Patty G.
And it's all good.
It's all good.
I'll pop a cap in your ass if you're in my neighborhood.
Nice neighborhood.
You ain't all that, my brother. What'd you say about my mother? I'm the bomb. This ain't no joke. It's gangsta folk.
Oh, he's the bomb. This ain't no joke. It's gangsta folk.
Yo, dog, check it out. My hoochie's fly.
His hoochie's fly.
Don't diss my boo.
What is a boo?
You'll end up like you know who.
Tupac, that's who.
Shout out to all my G's. What's up, peeps?
Cracker, please.
I'm dope. So take a toke of gangsta folk.
Big ass toke.
It's gangsta folk. We be chilling out. Puffing on the chronic till we all folked out. Hoes in the hot tub 24-7, homie, ain't no lie.
Nasty hoes.
I'm the baddest MC, my rhymes are fat. I cock my Glock, biatch.
True dad.
Fosh missile my izzle, dog, keep on playing.
We have no idea what he's saying.
I'm the bomb, this ain't no joke, it's gangsta folk.
Oh, he's the bomb, this ain't no joke, it's gangsta folk.
Peace out.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we were talking about food aboard the Orion.
Yes, because, of course, yesterday it was a beautiful day for the Orion crew as they went to the dark side of the moon, farther than anyone in humankind has been in space, which is very exciting.
Well, while being alive.
Why do you always tag it with that?
Because, you know, there's some Russian guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but
you know, past Mars.
A cosmosicle.
Yeah.
He's way out there, man.
But this is what the astronauts are dining on. 189 different options as they take their tour around the moon.
Oh, come on.
Some of the most common food items, vegetable quiche, a nice breakfast sausage, spicy green beans, couscous with nuts, mango salad, and granola with blueberries.
There's no way.
Jeez, was this a Cheesecake Factory?
But tortillas are among the most popular astronaut foods.
Can you figure out why?
Taco Tuesday. Because they're flat and in zero gravity, flat.
You're
food.
On to
You're
something.
Close.
You're on to something
flat food
there, Chick.
Stays flat.
It's not the flatness, it's the
easy to
the
fold them.
Envelope like.
Hold the food in.
Delivery system?
Oh,
yeah.
It's the same reason a sausage burrito, you can eat it in the car. It stays right there.
Yeah.
It's why you have hot dogs at the ball game instead of the sombrero full of stuff you're going to spill all
That's
over.
That's why you don't have a big bowl of soup while you're driving the car.
Exactly.
Right.
Most of the time.
And when you're in space, soup would be impossible to eat.
Well,
yeah,
you'd be
right out of the
around.
Bowl, wouldn't you? Oh, boy.
Well, yeah, you're right, though.
You'd have a big bite floating around your head.
I think I took the part out of this article about other things that were floating around in previous
Stop.
Missions.
Like okay. What?
If you spend some time on the NASA website, it's amazing the stories.
There are five different hot sauces aboard Orion. There are 10 types of beverages, including 43 cups of coffee that power the crew. The 43 cups of coffee for the total mission, that wouldn't be enough. Or is that a daily thing or what?
Near enough.
43 styles? Or
It just says 43
yeah,
cups.
Yeah, I thought that was surprising. I guess just...
Maybe it's they just have 43 Keurigs
and that's
it? I
think they're allowed to have one a day, I think.
On a typical mission day, excluding launch and reentry, astronauts have a scheduled time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Each astronaut is allotted two flavored beverages per day, which may include their coffee.
There you go.
They limit their beverages because you can imagine...
P
pee less?
Well, yeah.
Less piss?
Well, they're supposed to...
one last...
Oh, and here's something surprising.
There's some diet they're on that reduces the amount of their...
That's right.
Yeah. No fresh food on Orion. Because there's no refrigerator. Yeah, I take up too much space.
Yeah.
They're,
what about a tiny dorm?
They've kind of got everything cut up. One of the frat guys tried to bring in a dorm fridge.
Yeah. Food aboard Orion is ready to eat, rehydratable, thermostabilized, or irradiated.
Oh, it's thermostabilized. Right.
Now, if it's, when they say it's irradiated, that doesn't mean it's giving off radiation.
No, you
don't have to walk us through
that. Would be radioactive, not
radioactive.
And apparently heated in a compact briefcase-style food warmer.
Huh?
The Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen also has 5 Canadian food products to remind him of home.
Of course, right? Space poutine.
Oh, by the way, Chick, I saw at CVS they had, I forget exactly, is it all seasoned?
Nope, all dressed.
All dressed chips.
All dressed.
Did you know they...
Lay's potato chips?
I didn't realize they'd become widely available here.
From Canada. Oh, yes. Mm.
Yeah.
They are
delicious. Wait, well, slow down. Are these potato chips?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, I think these were all dressed Ruffles.
Yeah.
And they...
They have a distinctive flavor. They're very good.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know.
But I had not seen them at a, CVS like that.
All dressed.
There are no all-dressed chips on board the space shuttle, though, on board Orion. We have Keta salmon bites, shrimp curry.
Hey, you know, with those salmon bites, you should... No thanks, is what I'd say.
Yeah, you think that would smell up there, right? Strawberry lavender super seed cereal.
You know one of the astronauts is... cooking fish in the microwave.
Oh, even up there.
Yeah.
They got their own Josh
maple
right there.
Maple cream cookies and maple syrup for the Canadians. So, yeah, there you go.
All right.
Artemis 2 does sound like the name of a Greek diner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Where do you want to go tonight, honey? How about Artemis 2? Oh, good. Oh,
no, okay. It's not as good as Artemis 1.
No, no.
It lost something.
Yeah, yes. Better location.
Sometimes restaurants should just stay as they are, not try to expand.
But I mean, this food probably is significantly better than it was back in the Apollo days.
Of course.
When it was toothpaste.
The hot sauces are better. to cover up the. That's why I was looking up. I wondered if they told you what kind of hot sauce they brought up.
Because
that would be my luck. It would be the one I'm. Oh, you just have Frank's. I'm a Tabasco guy.
The goal, of course, is. In a couple of years to actually land.
Yeah, was it 2028?
Once again. Yeah. Which is real tricky because...
It's a controlled fall, really.
Yeah, because and there's no gravity, so you can't... There's no atmosphere, right? So you can't parachute in. Right. So it's all controlled by rockets.
It's same reason there aren't any restaurants here.
Yeah, no atmosphere.
There's no atmosphere.
But it's incredibly cool. The engineering, unbelievable. This is happening.
So we're back in a space race with China now, huh?
Well, it's because we got to put weapons up there.
Oh, my God.
And AI does most of the engineering now. Those guys don't really have to do much.
Can't we just get along?
No.
Is there a way, I figure if there was a way they would have done it by now, to beam a logo onto the moon at night for, Adidas or Nike?
That maybe could, from a satellite that's close enough to the moon.
Put it up to
them.
Yeah. Because I'm surprised that if they could do it, they would have done it by
a bat signal thing.
Yeah,
when it's available, when the technology exists, the words Elon Musk will appear on the moon in 3D, or one of his kids' birthdays. Doesn't he have a kid named like Xenon?
Or make the moon his face? It would lend itself to kind of look. That's looks like
you could. The moon would be the new sphere.
A moon face.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
They'll change it for us.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's a pumpkin.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Oh, it's the Masters this weekend. They made it look like a golf ball.
They were turning the sphere into the moon, and it looked like the moon. It was laying in for the...
I bet it did.
Really cool.
That's great.
Well, if you're traveling to the moon, how about some top travel do's and don'ts?
All right.
It's not really specific to the moon.
Do we get to guess them, do you think?
A new poll from Talker Research reveals people's top travel do's and don'ts.
They surveyed
2,000 American travelers.
You guessing throws everything off because you're not normal. So that's going to be a problem. But you can guess if you'd like.
Well, I've read the list, so it wouldn't be fair for me
really
to guess.
This really isn't do's and don'ts.
Don't guess then.
Don't forget condoms if you're going to Haiti.
This is more pet peeves.
Don't drink the water.
You know something? If you're going to Haiti, that'd be kind of low on the list, really. I think maybe don't go, number one. Bodyguards.
These are some of the top 10 travel pet peeves.
Okay.
And most of them are usually on a plane, but if you would like to try to guess, we have 10
of them.
When
your passenger puts their feet on the dashboard.
Well.
Dashboard.
Oh, in the car?
In the car. Well, this is on a plane, apparently. Letting your child kick the seat in front of them.
Oh, that's,
that's terrible.
I like it. It's a little massage.
Yeah. So is this, really?
Is it going to be, I can't put my seat back?
Let's see. I don't reclining your seat as far as it can go.
I will push my seat back if my seat's built to be able to push back.
I don't think you're wrong, but I don't do it.
I think you're wrong.
And it's kind of
he's right though. They let you do it.
Yeah, but they shouldn't. There should be a thing.
Fix the seat. Weld the seat.
As much as I don't, believe in democracy, what they should do is they should someone should get on the PA, go, okay, we're gonna take a vote, and there's like a switch in your seat, and you press the button, and they say, okay. 75% say seat's back. I'm going to count to 10. When I get to 10, everybody put it back at the same time.
I've had the guy in front of me put his seat back, and I don't find it objectionable.
Really?
To me, it's really great.
Shoves your laptop into your chest. That tray thing.
Really?
I don't want the ability to de-louse the head of the person.
Yes. Very good.
Some of the other pet peeves include ignoring personal space, which kind of goes with what you're saying.
There is no personal space on a plane.
No. Talking loudly on the phone.
Hey, how you doing?
What's that?
Not a damn thing.
You're not allowed to talk on a phone on a plane.
No.
And is that
it happens? Though.
But is that real?
I've always thought.
Is that going to affect the navigation or something?
I don't think so.
Or is that
I think it's to control this.
And I have heard a phone ring in the air. On approach.
Yes, and so, it wasn't followed by a 10-foot turbulence drop.
No. Well,
you know how you're supposed to put it on airplane?
Yes.
On the plane? And the guy next to me last time I flew, like, pulled it up, looked at it, and went, nah. And I'm like, if we crash, I'm beating you to death. Like, but no one, obviously, you don't have to.
Right. No.
It didn't affect anything.
But it's a nice rule because you don't want the guy sitting next to you talking the whole
thing. No, exactly. You don't.
It's actually for the communication with the other planes and that stuff, not that you're going to crash.
So it really would interfere with
that? That's
what
they say, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I just
I'm not
don't
sure
know.
If that's true.
I'm kind of skeptical.
But
why would they put something that critical in the hands of morons like us?
Right.
I don't want to have, when I get on an airplane, I don't want to have anything to say about anything.
If you tried to make a call on a phone, you can't make a call until you get to a certain altitude.
I was in
the fact that there used to be phones on planes tells me that this is kind of BS.
Mm. Yeah, but I remember I was on the tarmac. I think it was in Detroit, and they were whatever de-icing the plane.
Yeah,
and I'm not kidding. One of the pilots came back. We were I was in the window seat. He leaned over and said, "What do you think? Is all that ice off?" And I wanted to say, I don't want to have anything to do. You are the pro. I am an idiot. I'm not going to even vote in this.
Man,
you decide.
I was on a plane. They needed to de-ice it, but they forgot the de-icer, and they had to use a credit card. We were there for 8 hours.
Don't you hate that?
No, that's why I like CDs. You can take those jewel cases and just clean off your windshield.
A lot wider. Yeah.
When I flew out of Green Bay last year, they de-iced half the plane. Like the right side of the plane, and we start backing up, and the guy behind me says to the flight attendant, "Hey, are they going to do the other side?" And she goes, "Yeah, I was wondering about that." And you see her go up front, and they pulled the plane back in and did the other side.
Oh,
it was terrifying.
Again.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Other things when you're traveling, treating employees disrespectfully, including flight attendants, train attendants, hotel staff, etc.
Sure.
Playing audio without headphones.
And that's, didn't we just have a thing saying that they're not going to...
On United, but we never got to that story.
Well, yeah, they're going to actually...
Like fine people or enforce it?
Yeah, they're going to enforce it. You can't with good reason. Well,
can we get that at the grocery store as well?
What's the problem with the grocery store?
When people are just on their phone or listening to music?
But Jeff, the day I was at Target, not just on the phone, talking on the phone... While checking out.
That's really disrespectful. Yeah.
That happens a lot.
United Airlines says flight crews will now boot passengers who refuse to use headphones with their devices.
If I can't talk to people while I'm checking out, if I can't talk to them, how am I going to stay in touch with my people?
Oh, my God.
I need to stay in touch with my people.
I'm not sure what accent that is, but I enjoy this guy very much.
People!
Don't take your shoes off on public transportation. That's another one.
Coming up, the must-haves while traveling.
Josh takes his feet off on the...
He does.
Shoes. I'm sorry. Shoes on the plane.
I do. There's 0 foot odor, and no one's the wiser. My feet, no one's looking down there.
I know.
I was very wise to it, but not from the smell.
Yeah.
Okay. Josh, don't listen to what I'm about to say. Do something in your head. Okay, the next time we fly together, the assignment's going to be someone has to steal Josh's shoes mid-flight.
How funny would that be?
And then when he gets off the plane.
And roll the window down and throw it out.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
You can come back now, Josh. Welcome back. And, take the blindfold off.
All right. Yeah.
The radio blindfold.
You guys were probably discussing about how it's such a good idea to take your shoes off on the plane.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're all going to do it.
Comfortable.
All right. Yeah, nice.
You put your bare feet on the carpet in the plane?
No, sock foot. My stockinged feet.
Oh. Can you imagine what's on the floor of a plane?
Yeah, you know, but...
They vacuum. What are you talking about?
You can't vacuum out those spirochetes.
The world is a dirty place.
People have been having...
Yeah,
what do you think's on the armrest?
That's right.
People are having sex in the floor in the plane.
It's
is what he thinks.
If you understand how gravity works, that's where it all lands.
I rest my...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all. Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.